My name is Vanessa Rossetto, and I'm the Director of Research for a rising privately held company called Retorna Digital, formerly Audiodesk, Inc., which provides audio simulation services for everything related to prosthetics and medical devices. My task tonight is to talk to you about a technology that can heal, rehabilitate, and even extend the human experience and capability in listening. It is called the Mercury Field, a digital implementation in our high-end cochlear implants, making it possible to identify the source of sounds for recipients otherwise unable to do so. As many of you might know, cochlear implants are devices designed to optimize speech and make it interpretable to people with profound hearing loss. They intervene directly onto the final region of the organ, bypassing the outer and middle ear into the process of hearing. They consist of a two-part technology, a speech processor, and the implant itself. In functional terms, it is a chain of a microphone connected to a digital processor that delivers to an electrode array, surgically implanted into the cochlea. The Mercury Field implements a stage of deconvolution in the speech processor to model and isolate the content of the source and discriminate it from the resulting phenomena of reflection, refraction, and diffraction within a closed space with a certain degree of accuracy. This process allows delegating the orientation response to critical auditory events to a neural substrate for those whose auditory organs cannot provide accurate binaural imaging otherwise. We wanted to integrate brain processing by delegating this function to a digital process. But how do these electric signals your brain interprets actually sound? It's difficult to imagine how to go about translating the behavior of the bionic counterparts of a sense organ, not least because in this case, the ear accesses a folded space, which is more like a two-dimensional map drawn from a gyroscope. It's the very space of machine listening. To answer this question, we've associated these clusters of graphs with a palette of synthetic sounds organized in a stereophonic panorama. So let's take an example of a common domestic situation. Andrea has severe hearing loss. She's at the table with her husband, Tom, and their kid, Robin. Here's the unprocessed recording of such a scenario.
You want to peel it, yeah?
Well, that's good peeling.
Pull that up.
Yeah, what is it, Ruben?
That's just the middle. That's the middle of the Satsuma. There's a hole in the middle.
We're going in there.
Yeah.
There.
You're going to eat it?
I'm going to eat it.
That's good peeling, Ruben. Really good.
Yeah, look. Wow, you got right to the middle.
Now, at first, we will hear the same recording as reprogrammed by the speech processor and sent straight to the auditory nerve. The implant we've been working on was provided by Audible Tomorrow, Inc. and is equipped with the longest electrode array ever designed to provide the most pristine transduction possible.
You want to do it, yeah?
Well, that's good peeling.
Pull that up.
Yeah, Leave it, Ruben.
That's just the middle. That's the middle of the Satsuma. There's a hole in the middle.
As you can imagine, even though this is all great, it would be pretty hard to isolate voices with such an audio quality if in a crowd. Although it is miraculous to restore hearing to those who've lost it or never had it, there's still a long way to go in the direction of transparency and accuracy regarding sound portrayal. But perhaps a prosthesis can give us more if we imagine strong and elsewhere. Let's move to the next step. Now it comes to the sonification of the space map as deconvoluted. The bounding of the allocated field of sound sources works similarly to a point spread function in the field of numerical image processing. That is to say, for those of you familiar with signal processing, the protocol developed here is the spatial domain version of a fast Fourier transform in the frequencies domain. As I already explained, what we did to make it audible for you all was to associate this information with synthetic signals, whose density and allocation in the stereo panorama depend on the position of the sources.
That's just the middle. It's the middle of the Satsuma. The hole in the middle.
I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're gonna eat it.
That's good feeling, really good.
Yeah, look, wow, you got right to the middle.
This is incredible, isn't it? Thank you. Thank you. The last simulation we're about to listen to gives us hints about the feedback behavior between the neural reflexes and the transducer placed on the implant. Cochlear implants don't work as hearing aids, which are miniaturized amplifiers and speakers, and usually don't produce any actual noise per se. The Mercury field instead needs to describe the space in which it is immersed by calculating its impulse response function. To give the processor time to collect the data and perform the calculations, all of that tuning with the head position in real time, there is a consistent delay, of course. We're about to hear a layering of the unprocessed recording, the raw output of the speech processor, and the sounds produced by the prosthesis itself, which are here about 30 times amplified, so that you can have an idea of the impact and the footprint of the device.
Whoa.
There you go, there, about that.
Is Mama going to get some?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can prosthetics outperform regular hearing? Can they even constitute an advantageous position to interpret the world outside? Perhaps one day, ever closer, we will know how to answer these questions. For the time being, Returna Digital's role in this exciting socio-technical development is not to create tools to replace, but to assist and imagine an unlimited future. Thank you for your attention, and it's with great pleasure that I leave the microphone to Dr. Mark Vernon.
Hello, and thanks for that introduction. I'm Dr. Mark Vernon, Chief Engineer and Head of the Workshop Division at Returna Digital. I'm here to tell you about my latest project, a collaboration with Ocelot Incorporated as part of a big awareness campaign about their device, the Effecton Lairophone. Unlike the onboard DSP we developed for the Effecton Lairophone, specifically intended for scientific research and psychiatric use, The microprocessor installed in the prototypes used for this spin-off project were designed to provide an experience for users. This means that the parameters through which the extraction of electrical signals from nerve endings takes place are calibrated to be less invasive, with a threshold gate that is far less sensitive than that used with the device intended for use as a medical tool. The information cluster extracted from the cochlea and processed in this simulation is specifically optimized to isolate only those moments when the sound signals transduced by the auditory cortex are inconsistent with the information recorded by the auricular membrane. In all of the time intervals, i.e. where the electromechanical information collected at the eardrum coincides with the electrochemical activities at the transverse temporal circumvolutions level, the device goes into bypass to preserve the privacy of the volunteers who underwent the data collection experiment. The volunteer from whom this specific scenario was extracted tracked us down through a recruitment campaign we promoted on websites and forums concerning paracousia. The subject claims to be cohabiting with a poltergeist in the present case. And now a bit of listening instruction. A test signal will now be played. It is recommended to make a continuous sound with the voice at a medium speaking loudness and to adjust the volume accordingly so that the test tone is barely audible. This will be followed by a recording that proposes the type of auditory experience that a subject may encounter. Test tone in 3, 2, 1. Test tone in 3, 2, 1. Please note that this listening simulation is designed to take place in an indoor space, alone, through headphones or earphones. We suggest that you proceed with your normal activities while listening. Thanks for your interest. Enjoy your auditory experience.
Thank you.